So this is Luca Bandu, bringing you another of our occasional little NGO interviews, one from the centre online. I'm at Adistana, which is Truratna's new retreat centre in Malvern, where we're just finishing a week-long gathering of the European chairs. Maybe 45 of us, all chairs, chairmen, chairwomen, from a whole bunch of Truratna centres around Europe. And one of the most exciting things for me we've been talking about is BAM. BAM, BAM, standing for Buddhist Action Month. In June 2014, this year, most of us, maybe not all, but most, we were doing all kinds of things around our centres, in our communities, taking action for the welfare of society, the environment, and the world. So all kinds of things are possible. I'm with Mokshini, Chairwoman of Brighton, and Amalekhetu, Chairman of Colchester, who are both particularly keen on this. So maybe Mokshini, tell us a little bit about what BAM might involve.
It's been a priority for me, and I think for the chairs in general, to be more explicit, to show the power of the Dharma to transform society and be more visible in our actions in the world. So for me, starting this action, having a whole month dedicated to campaigns and activities at the Buddhist Center to show what we can do to have a positive effect on the world is really exciting. This can range from any activities like switching to green energy and encouraging our Sangha and our family and friends to do the same. It could also be highlighting the importance of trying to be vegan or becoming more vegan and highlighting the effects of intensive animal production. And for me, it's both a matter of raising consciousness and making us more aware of what we can do to work together to have an effect on the world.
That's fantastic. We're going to have a website which will be on Buddha Center Online, www.buddhacenter.com/BAM. One thing we've also been talking about is beyond BAM. What might happen beyond BAM? So I'm also with Amalekhetu, and we've been opening up with the chairs the whole topic of sustainability. What does that mean? What could we do? And what might it look like? So Amalekhetu, what's in your mind just now with this?
I think as Buddhist centers, we should really be at the cutting edge of doing something positive about the environmental crises. We just said, drop by drop, a pot is slowly filled with water. And so as centers, we can have a real effect contributing to a sustainable society. So one of my suggestions, which is quite close to my heart, is to look at making these centres more sustainable. And so we're going to develop a certification scheme which can be proudly displayed, which will allow Buddhist centres to show their concern for the world by taking action. And this will include things like becoming a fair trade centre. It will include things like the Sangha members taking on a green precept, other such things that will affect the world. It will raise consciousness locally and show that Truratna are doing it for the world.
I think I'll come back to Mokshini now, because I think the inspiration for this has come from Brighton, where they are pretty good at interfaith matters, and among other things, they've been in dialogue with the Quakers, local Quakers. I totally agree with Amalekhetu, we should be at the cutting edge, but in some senses, I've come to realise we're following the lead of others, in Quakers in this case. Mokshini, have you got any comments from their Brighton experience?
It come from our experience of our interfaith contacts. And the question that an order member in Brighton raised at the interfaith meeting was, if compassion is at the heart of all we do, do we have a duty as faith communities to do something about climate change and the environmental crisis that's facing the world? And of course, as we raised this question, it became quite obvious that other communities are doing more than we are at the moment. and particularly the Quaker community, after quite a long process of working towards it in 2011, made a decision to commit collectively to move towards becoming a sustainable community. So all the Quaker communities agreed to put this as a central of their view. They then started looking at where they had and audited their places of worship and looked at what they actually did in their life. And out of that came both a practical sustainability toolkit, which many Quaker communities and individuals are putting into practice, but also it has really put the issue at the heart of what they do, has raised consciousness, and it's something they talk about, and it's a very inspiring thing to watch. And I guess I've got a dream. I'd like to see if we as a Triratna community also move towards making a collective commitment to becoming a sustainable community and making this an issue that is part of our Dharma practice, part of our practice of ethics, part of our practice of developing loving kindness towards both future generations and people across the world that are affected directly by our actions.
I think that's a fantastic note to end on, or should I say, to begin on. Yes, I will end this interview, but I'm personally hoping that you really are at the beginning of a very exciting new initiative around the whole of Triratna and maybe beyond. You'll find details about it on the internet, buddhacentre.com/BAM, and also their stuff about Beyond BAM. So watch this space, and we hope you will choose to get involved. This is Loki Bandhu.
Amala Chetty.
Hello.
Goodbye.
And Mokshini.
Signing out. Bye for now.